Well, hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration Time. Brother Jeff here wanting to encourage you in the Lord Jesus. We've been talking about a personal encounter with Christ. People in the Bible that had this radical meeting and knowing of God. I want to look at a few people in the Bible that, we talked about those amazing, faithful conversions and just those incredible people that willingly went after God in first instance, like Saul and Abram. We have men like Daniel and Joseph, impeccable men with no character flaws. But I want to look at a couple of men today that were maybe the exception, and they had a call of God. They had somewhat of a relationship with God, but when God called them to do that thing they felt was hard, they weren't ready to go. And I'd like to look at Jonah and Peter today a little bit. Now let's talk about Jonah. We know if we read the short book of Jonah, it's a very exciting and fun and easy to read book, because it tells the story of a man that was told to go down and preach to a wicked Assyrian nation that was so vile and hating of God that he was convinced if he went down there it would be just like committing suicide. So it says he went far away. He got in the ship and he got paid the fare and he just went away. But we know the story all too well. Before you know it, Jonah was thrown into the sea to stop the storm, and the big fish swallowed him that God had prepared for him, for his judgment, his chastening, and his correction. And what do you know? It says in the belly of the whale, it says Jonah prayed, and he began to cry out to God there, and he came to a place of surrender in that whale's belly. He came to the place that, God, if you get me out of this one, I'll serve you. I'll do what you say. And we know the story. He was vomited out on dry land, and he ran to Nineveh, and he preached. Not God loves you. He didn't preach. If you don't, you need to change your ways. He just declared the words of God. Read the book of Jonah. It says, yet 40 days. And I'll tear up this town. I'll destroy it all. And judgment's falling. And then it will be overthrown. No one in their right economical thinking mind would have seen that happen. But Jonah declared it. And it says the people feared. And they repented. And they changed their ways. And there we see Jonah, used of God when he was a runaway renegade prophet. And it's just amazing how the love of God reaches way on down to the renegade, rebellious, and running person that should be in the fold of God. And from this story, what can we learn? Yeah, that, hey, God's long-suffering, and he'll bring us back. Well, that's definitely a partial message, but I think the best thing me and you can learn from this message today, let's don't wait till we're in the whale's belly to obey and to make deals with God. Let's serve God today. Let's give God 100% today, and we won't have to pray in the whale's belly. We won't have to be trying to find a Bible in a time of crisis. We're with God, and we love God, and we're obedient to God. It doesn't change. Well, the next man I'd like to look at is old Peter. Remember what Peter said? He said, when Jesus asked him, do you love me? And he said, yes, I love you. And he told him to feed the lambs, feed the sheep, and then Jesus was talking about his death and going to the cross, and Peter said, listen to me. Though all this is, I'll never deny you. I'm going to the cross with you. I'm gonna fight for you. I won't forsake you, Paul. I mean, Jesus, he said, I won't forsake you, Peter said. But we know that before that old rooster would crow, Jesus told him, before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And we know that when Peter heard that rooster crow, when they had said, don't you know him? Aren't you one of his men? And he began to curse, and he began to swear, and he began to declare that I know not the man. And the rooster crowed. And don't you know that it says that Peter, he wept bitterly. He went away sorrowful, knowing that his heart was there to obey God. His heart was there to stand with Jesus. There in the garden, Peter was swinging the sword. I'm going to die with Jesus, or I'm going to deliver him. But it didn't happen. When it came down to the time, Peter forsook him and fled. It actually says that all the disciples forsook him and fled. Oh my, what a dreadful verse. What a dreadful thought. Peter thought he knew his heart, but he didn't know his own heart. How about you? Are you there saying, I'm going to do this and I'll never... Oh, my friend, have no confidence in your flesh. The only way you can stand with God, stand for God, and not deny God is to just humbly serve him, do what he said, plead for his grace, walk in his ways. You're not going to do it in your own strength. It's a yieldedness on our part to the Spirit of the living God. I just want to leave you with those thoughts today that Jesus is requiring a full surrender. He wants every bit of it. He wants nothing but the whole you and the whole me. He wants us all. And he wants us to come to him with all of our burdens, all of our sins, all of our cares, all of our ambitions, all of our plans, all of our wishes, and give them to him and say, Lord Jesus, you do with me whatever you want. I am yours, Lord. Take me. Everything I am and everything I'm not. So blessed be the name of the Lord. If you have a question, need prayer, anything you want to share with us and let us help you with, 099 will access the voice box, the mailbox, and you can leave a message. We appreciate hearing from you. We like to know who's calling, listening, and it's always good to hear your voice and share your thoughts. Is this a blessing to you, or what would you like us to do to help you? God bless you, and have a lovely day in Jesus Christ.